98.1 KZE. MK with ya, and with me in the studio is the delightful Heather Thompson from the Buttonball Barn in South Egremont, Mass. Heather, welcome back.
Always so great to be here with you, MK.
Likewise, you are a ray of sunshine in the studio.
Well, and on this little day, we need some sunshine. It's not deciding whether it wants to come in or out, so yeah. You're my sunshine too.
Aw, shucks. Well, you guys don't need sunshine because you have an indoor space, so yes. Whatever the weather, the Buttonball Barn is proceeding as planned. And how's it been going? How's your spring?
We're springing right into summer, which is so exciting. I mean, Memorial Day weekend is right around the corner.
I never remember when Memorial Day weekend is. Do you like have it in your head, or does it sneak up on you?
I do, because it marks something special for my family, so I remember it. Mm-hmm. But it always sneaks up on me for sure. It's like, oh my God, it's here. And yeah. It always seems to move. It's like, where is it? Where is it exactly? But I do look for it.
Yeah. So what's on the books for Memorial Day weekend?
Well, Memorial Day weekend, we're really excited. We have our burlesque, Buttonball Burlesque is back. So what's really exciting about the barn, aside from amazing live music, we also have lots of fun events. And Memorial Day weekend's a great time for family and friends and lots of get together. So burlesque, we do have a Dead tribute band coming in on the weekend. The Wheel is coming to the barn.
Very fun.
Really excited. Also, Jamie's Junk Show is in fun New Orleans band. Everybody hits the floor, and we really need to dance. We've been noticing that too. We also have our dance party series starting.
I noticed that. Yes.
DJ Soren right in the house on Memorial Day weekend. We are spinning, and there is not a table in sight. It is all empty dance floor. And let me tell you, the last one we had, so much fun.
People,
I was sweating.
People need to dance.
We don't have enough places to do it anymore. I don't know if it was, I remember Bloomberg, it was the only thing I didn't like about them, was the cabaret license in New York City. Uh-huh. And I remember thinking, wow, that was why, and I'll never really understand it, but it did to me mark change with how much we were able to move and dance. And so I am so happy and delighted to bring that to the barn and open the doors, not only for live music, but for like spinning.
Absolutely.
And old school vinyl.
Yeah, I mean, I went out last night. I was telling you, I went to a place in Kingston and saw this live disco band, and I dragged myself out on a Wednesday because I was like, even though, you know, you get that like stasis when you get home and sit on the couch and pet the dog and you're like, oh, I could really just stay in. But I was like, no, I know I need to dance. So anybody out there listening, if you're like, you know, considering going to one of the barn's dance parties and you're like, nah, I'm not sure, just do it. You'll be happy you did.
I think that's one of the themes for me of summer. You know, after the winter, we get through these long winters and we keep coming further and further away from what was the pandemic and nesting and all that stuff. And I really feel it. I just feel it this summer. And maybe because I do also feel like people are going to stay a little bit closer to home in terms of travel. Mm-hmm. I'm feeling an energy that's local, that's exciting, and I'm really all about it.
That's absolutely true. I mean, gosh, yeah, with gas prices being cuckoo bananas, if you were maybe somebody who would have gone down to the city to see a show, check out some venues up here. Go to the barn. Stay close to home. There's world-class entertainment to be had right here.
Yeah, I love that. I mean, it's all international to regional to, you know, world-class touring acts and amazing local acts. And we're just proud of it all. Let me tell you, we just had our open mic last night. We had a guy come over from Catskill that had not been to the barn before.
Oh, amazing.
And he was outrageously, incredibly talented.
Do you remember his name? I wonder if I know him.
You know, I have it in my back pocket. I literally just took it out of my back pocket and left it in
the
car,
yeah,
on the way. And isn't that terrible? And I feel so terrible. And there was another young woman, and I don't have her name on the top of my tongue, but she came in from Dalton, Mass. And, you know, so that's what it's about. It's about finding out these pockets and making the plan.
Mm-hmm.
And Buttonball is there for people who travel because we do have the inn.
Yeah.
So you can stay, and there's all kinds of stay and play packages available to people. We want you to come. We want it to be approachable for everybody. And that's how we keep it.
I mean, we were just talking about, you know, as we get older, we are a little bit less willing to maybe sleep in the car than we
yes,
used to be. Get a room at the inn. Be comfortable. Treat yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. And we have the townhouse, which sleeps 10. So you can really get your friends in, and everybody throws in a buck or two. And, you know, now you have a place to crash and you make a plan.
That's really fun.
And so destinations and things like that, that's what summer is really all about. And so we have it cooking not only Memorial Day weekend, but right into May. You know, we have our WKZE Presents show.
Chris Trapper coming on the 28th. I love Chris Trapper. Are you a fan?
Big fan of Chris Trapper. And I understand. understand why you guys, you know, love that show and sponsor that show. It's that type of singer-songwriter thing that I'm so excited to elevate, you know, and bring to the barn, as well as that honky-tonk, like, line dancing. And we got that coming up, too, real soon.
Yeah. And the sea shanties are still rocking, I see.
Just an incredible night. Alex he's the guy who performs the sea shanties, and his magic and his light and that he brings into the room, and then this I don't want to call it historical, you know, iconic type of music that gets the whole room singing, and it involves families and people to really join in, and it's a joyful room.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a unique thing that you guys are doing.
Yeah, and that's what I love about the barn, because from, you know, tribute bands like the Beatles Project that we have coming in, and, you know, all kinds like Shinbone Alley and Campfire Cowboys and all that sort of genre, you can find something for everyone. And the best thing about the barn is you don't have to pick one night. Mm-hmm. It's there. We're open with live music Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you might want to do two nights. You know, tickets are all approachable. There's all different types of genre of music and events. Like I said, burlesque, line dancing, sea shanties.
Has there ever been, you've got the burlesque show coming up and then the Grateful Dead show. Has there ever been Grateful Dead burlesque?
That's a good one. I will talk to our burlesque girl about that. Yeah, she's amazing. That's a good idea. She changes up the theme. So yeah. The last one she did was kind of like straight up New Orleans, you know, different types of cap. This is a circus cabaret. So there's an classic homage probably to Cirque du Soleil, mm-hmm, and that sort of thing. So always changing up the different excitement and energy.
I would love to see like a jammy, festy burlesque show.
I love it. Lots of spinning.
So yeah. Hula hoops. Yes. Yeah. It writes itself.
And I see balloons in our future.
It writes itself. Heather Thompson is my guest from Buttonball Barn. We have been talking about the barn for, has it been 2 years that you guys have owned it now?
Honey, guess what? Literally today is our happy anniversary, our 1 year birthday. We opened soft launch.
I can't believe we didn't lead with that.
Can you imagine I didn't too? The weekend, we soft launched this weekend, and we hard launched the reopening after it had been shuttered for over a year, the barn. We reimagined it and we relaunched it a year ago today.
That's amazing. Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. And to my partners, my husband, who is so engaged in it, and my partner, Doug, and all of my Buttonball crew. Oh my God, can never do anything without you.
You got a great team over there.
We sure do. And, yeah, you know, and it's local and it's homegrown, and you know, the college kids are coming home for the summer and they're excited to jump back in. And then we've got our core crew. And, you know, it's not easy these days either to build it. And So I'm super proud, and I care very deeply about each one of us there leaning into it.
Yeah.
Because it is for community. It really is.
Absolutely. You know, so one thing that always comes up whenever I'm talking to anybody who works at the barn or has performed at the barn, is returning to the barn, is just the very, very special vibe that the room has, that the space has, and me being me, you and I have talked about this subject before, but any updates on the hauntings?
Yes. No, here's the great thing. None. There's no, the only ghosts that are at Buttonball, because it is old, is from, mm-hmm, the 1700s. Are happy.
Oh, no. I mean, absolutely.
They really are.
That's part of what makes a vibe so special, is having kind of that special energy in it. I'm curious if you've had any recent interactions.
There, you know, that's the whole thing. I feel like most of the ghost interactions that people have are like, you know, hollow space feelings or dark space feelings. You know, the Buttonball has a very light, and it truly has light. The way that where it's situated, you know, the light pours in the windows, like from dawn until dusk, it's got great energy. And one thing I will say about it is when people come in, they feel it, and they do exude it, and they're like, I just love this place. And I'm like, me too. I'm so glad we, you know, kept it going, and we keep growing it and reimagining it.
Yeah.
You know, from the tribute bands, like we mentioned Beatles too, we have Fleetwood Mac tribute bands coming, and we have Dead Man's Waltz again, more dead bands, you, mm-hmm, know, coming to our karaoke contests, you know, that we have coming up for it's a benefit concert for Construct, which is affordable housing in South County, and they're bringing a contest of karaoke to the floor.
That's really
where
fun.
Where there's prizes and the proceeds go toward a good cause.
Oh, so people are going to throw down.
That's amazing.
People get serious about their karaoke.
Karaoke's the real deal. I mean, I think we mentioned it the last time I was here, like I had to get serious and start really practicing in my car and stuff because the competition is fierce. So karaoke contests at the barn where it's all for a good cause, leaning into that sort of stuff. We also have another DJ dance party coming up for Pride. It'll be here before you know it.
Absolutely.
June is going to be coming up.
Getting ready for it.
Yeah, so there'll be a big Pride celebration there. Hot sauce is coming, and we have people like Rebecca Loeb.
Awesome.
Yeah.
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 It's, I mean, when do you find time to like sit down and just kind of take a breather and enjoy your time? Or is that not how you operate? You like to be busy. You like to be moving.
I do like to be busy and moving. It's definitely how I operate well. But I'll tell you where I find the time to sit down is in the inn. Mm-hmm. So even though I'm on the property all the time, it's unbelievable how different the two atmospheres are, and the identity is all one and it's all there, but you could be having this like amazing, romantic, delicious dinner in the inn and there is like a dead concert going on in the back and you have no idea.
Yeah.
And you could be excited that both like, oh, I get to have dinner and then go to the concert and go to sleep upstairs, or you could be having dinner and not even know who the Grateful Dead is and like, and not even know that they're anywhere near or anything like that, or any of their amps, because all the dead bands are like, this was one of their amps. I love that. I'm like, they had a lot of amps.
So you've,
I'm sure,
you've got your quiet space on the property.
Yeah. And that's the part that's so magical about it is, you know, it's acreage, it's beautiful lawns, it's a place to lay down a blanket. You can listen to the music from outside, you know. So the inn, though, really is it. And I'm really proud of the food we're serving and how delicious it is and the environment.
Yeah. What's new on the menu? Anything new for summer?
Yeah, we just launched our new spring menu. So we'll roll into more summery things as the greens start popping. Our salads are going to get more robust and fruits and stuff like that. But now, yeah, the new spring menu is out and it's up at buttonballin.com. You can check it out. And Chef Rob is kicking butt there. And we serve a light pub menu in the barn. So if you want to just grab a quick bite back there on the go, or if you didn't have time to eat and it's a little bit late night snack, it's
great.
You could grab food back in the barn, and the inn is there for planning, you know what I mean? And grabbing a bite before if you want a little bit of, you know, more options rather, more of a robust.
It's an all-purpose facility.
It's an all-purpose
it really
facility.
Is. You got everything you need.
Yeah, come and have your party, have your, you know, grandma's celebration, your anniversary, you know, all that kind of stuff. There's all kinds of opportunities, and I'm so excited that it's there and the doors are open and the music is alive at the barn and the kitchen is warm and the food is hot. And man, I'm excited for that this summer.
Yeah.
Because this was all building. Last summer was like delete. It was like, you know, cleaning and getting it all ready and setting it up, the process and figuring it all out. And now I feel like we're set and ready and everybody just needs to come and enjoy and celebrate summer.
Yeah. You're 1 year in. The momentum is clearly rolling. And I'm excited to get over there. I'm excited for our Chris Trapper show. Again, that's not next Thursday, but the Thursday after the 28th
that's
of May.
Correct.
And as always, you know, I assume, is this going to be a seated show?
Yes, seated show.
So buy your tickets early, because I know, you know, it's an intimate venue when it's seated.
Exactly. So I just want to remind everybody, on the best level ever, it's 99 seats. So it's intimate. It's awesome. The sound in the barn is incredible. If you're excited about the show, definitely get up front, get your ticket fast. There's always opportunities last minute, you know, always try. Mm-hmm. But best thing to plan, and there's all different music. There's singer-songwriter where it's really sit down and listen, and you can tap a light and your server will come to your table and bring you a drink. And then there's another thing where she's going to be moving on out. I got the tray overhead and everyone's going to be dancing and
That's
sweating.
So fun.
All different environments for everybody.
That's so much fun. And also, I didn't know that you had the little tap the light and get the tableside service system. That's
nobody
awesome.
Needs to bite the idea, but yes, I do.
I love that.
Yeah, and everybody will, and I love it. And, you know, Sunday brunch.
Yeah.
Come in for Sunday brunch at the inn. We just had a beautiful Mother's Day and just a happy belated to all the moms out there. And we had live music at brunch.
Yeah.
So there's always something happening at Buttonball.
Buttonball Barn. That's buttonballbarn.com. Heather Thompson is my guest. And get on down there, see some music, go dancing, do some karaoke for a great cause, and of course, join us for Chris Trapper on the 28th of May. Heather, anything we missed?
The only thing I'm missing is all these faces rolling in for the summer. You know, I'm ready for the blossoms to keep springing and more salad.
Right on.
More
I love a robust salad.
I love a robust green salad. And I'm excited for more time with you, MK. I always love being in studio with you. And I'm excited to, I've got big dreams and visions for KZE and Buttonball. And so everybody just has to keep following us and keep staying tuned because we've got some exciting things in store that I'm even going to surprise you about.
Oh, I'm excited. Heather Thompson, Buttonball Barn. Here's one from Chris Trapper. Again, that is the 28th of May. Grab your tickets while they last. Buttonballbarn.com.